to the College of Creation. My name's Dan.
And my name is Michael.
We are Dungeons & Dragons DMs who love to homebrew items, rules, creatures, and features for D&D. What we're going to be doing mostly here, we are going to be presenting ourselves with prompts. We got a bunch of prompts from people on TikTok and Discord for ideas for what, you know, little ideas they might like to see in the game, vague enough that the two of us can take that idea and come up with two entirely different things. And it should be a really fun creative exercise to see what we can come up with, help each other develop those ideas into something real.
For more context, we're going to give each other a week to work on these prompts. We, full disclosure, already have rolled for and come up with our first prompt, so we could have one ready for the first episode here.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that in a second. But this is a homebrew showdown, for lack of better title.
Indeed.
Better title coming later.
And it doesn't need to be competitive or anything. You know, I don't think we're trying to one-up each other's ideas. I really think we're just trying surprise each other, and the prompt, I think, is going to trigger different things in each of our brains.
Absolutely. Yeah, one of the things in the game that brings me the most joy is when two people take the same idea. It amazes me how far apart the finished products can be with the same starting point.
Yeah.
And that's the idea going into this series.
From Wayward Enigma Designs on TikTok, a suggestion for a magic-absorbing sorcerer subclass. That was the entirety of the prompt. It was very simple, very clean. Would you like to go first, or would you like me to go first?
I would love to go first. I would love to go first. Going into this prompt, I was super excited, both because I really enjoy making subclasses. It's more my niche than anything else. And you and I are both kind of lukewarm on sorcerers. It's a thing that we've spoken about at length, about how they are kind of just the odd child out in the arcane magic users. They don't really have any spells that they have to themselves. They don't have much of a mechanic that they have to themselves now that metamagic adept is a feat, and coming into the new wizard upcoming this year, they can do a lot of sorcerer-esque things. So the sorcerers always feel like they're a little bit left out. They don't prepare spells, so they're limited in that regard too. And that is kind of the essence that I wanted to carry into this sorcerer that I made. So I try to think outside of anything that exists already in the sorcerer class. I came up with plants. There's nothing in the sorcerer class or any of the subclasses that lends itself to natural magic, use of plants, use of the sun. So I present to you, Dan, my energy absorbing sorcerer, the photosynthetic soul. This is a sorcerer that draws all of their magic from the light of the sun.
Yeah, overall, thanks, I think, man. This subclass is super fun, super unique. I would never have thought to do this, which is the thing that I love about this. I would never have thought...
That's the point of the whole thing,
to go for a magic absorption and go down the, like, the word association to absorbing sunlight. I think that's great.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well...
All right, man. Let's see yours.
Okay, I'll tell you about mine. So mine is entirely different. I'm ready. Went with a different mechanic that sort of fuels all of the features of this particular sorcerer subclass. So I give you the sorcerer's origin, the arcane reclaimant. And the idea behind this subclass is thinking about the lore of the weave or whatever other magic system you want to use. When you cast a spell, you're pulling on an external force, right? And even for sorcerers, that external force of magic is somewhat internal, which I think allows a sorcerer to perhaps have a little bit more flexibility. So when you cast a spell, there is sort of this residual magic, you know. It gives off this aura that people can see with detect magic and things like that. So what would be interesting is a sorcerer who can use that residual magic. If using magic and casting through the weave is a necessarily entropic process, there will always be these like residual things that are being distributed around, and a sorcerer who can grab those and still use them would be really interesting. Hey y'all, Dan here. If you want to hear the full rundowns of each of our sorcerer subclasses, all of the features that we came up with, episode 1 of College of Creation is going to be coming out on Monday, April 15th. We're also going to be putting up all of the files for the first drafts of this creation, plus all of our future creations, up on our Patreon for free the same day that episodes come out. That is patreon.com/collegeofcreationpod. And if you want to support us there, we would really appreciate it. We're going to be also giving patrons access to the future revisions that we make to any creations you hear here on the show, as well as a bunch of other bonus content that we're working on. So thank you so much for listening. We really hope you enjoy the things that we make for this show. Stay tuned for April 15th. See you then.